سلام، فهیم هستم. پادکست هفتگی رادیوی آفرینش رو به سمع شما شنوندگان محترم میرسونم. در برنامه گذشته کیوکاردی رو مورد بررسی قرار دادیم که در رابطه با پوشیدن لباس رسمی بود. در این قسمت قصد داریم تا سوالات احتمالی پارت سوم این کیوکارد رو کار کنیم. در ضمن برای دریافت قسمت‌های پیشین این پادکست میتونید به کانال رسمی آفرینش در تلگرام مراجعه کنید. با توجه به ماهیت استدلالی سوالات این قسمت و تایم محدودی که برای آماده شدن در اختیار دارید، پاسختون رو باید به شیوه مناسب ارائه بدید. در این گونه سوالات میتونید به راحتی از ساختارهای مناسب برای انجام مقایسات بین دیدگاه‌های مختلف استفاده کنید. سوال اول رو میشنویم. Will the way we dress influence the way we behave?
Yeah, I guess so. It's kind of interesting, you know. I've got first-hand experience with this one. It's pretty much like when you put on something which represents a specific call, you seem somehow drawn to it. Much like, whether you like it or not, that sort of attitude wraps around you like a prehensile tail. And so inundated you'll get that you wouldn't be able to disentangle yourself from it. Well, you could feel it in your bones. I mean, the urge to put your money where your mouth is, you know what I'm saying? You throw a bunch of clothes together, making you look like a hippie, you might as well act like one.
در ادامه تعدادی از عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. کالت، کیش، عده‌ای که به دیدگاه خاصی عقیده و باور دارن. He has a cult of devoted readers. Prehensile. پیچنده. Monkeys have prehensile tails. Put your money where your mouth is. شعار ندادن و عملاً چیزی رو حمایت کردن. You think this car is awesome? Then you ride with them. Put your money where your mouth is. سوال دوم رو میشنویم.
Where do people in your country buy clothes?
This whole online shopping thing is gaining momentum these days. Since everyone's almost always swamped with their duties, tasks, and jobs, they could barely make time to hit the malls and buy clothes. This way of shopping is actually at an all-time high right now. On the other hand, some folks like me are a bit old school. I couldn't for the life of me bring myself to order clothes online. It's gotta be physical 100%. I gotta be able to touch the fabric and try that stuff on to see if it fits.
عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Gain momentum. رایج شدن. This attitude is gaining momentum these days. Swamped with.
مشغله داشتن.
I'm swamped with work all the time. Bring myself to.
متقاعد کردن خود به چیزی.
I can't bring myself to like that person.
سوال سوم رو میشنویم.
Do people wear formal clothes more often or less often than the past?
I'd say they're less inclined to wear formal kind of restraining clothes. I'm not quite sure though. I think the society is becoming more and more receptive to new fads and vogues. Especially the ones which are all about loose and comfy clothes. I mean, you wouldn't be pigeonholed or called names if you decided to spend a day at work in your jeans and t-shirt rather than your suit, which will definitely give you a hard time moving around. Yet, this doesn't mean they want to throw their formal clothes away either. Sometimes, it is just inevitable, you know.
عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Fat.
مد زود گذر. Interest in organic food is not a fad. Vogue. شیوه متداول انجام کاری. The vogue for large families in the pre-war years. Comfy. راحت. These chairs are so comfy. Pigeonhole. برچسب زدن. I don't like to be pigeonholed as redneck. امیدوارم که این اپیزود هم مورد توجه و استفاده شما دوستان قرار گرفته باشه. تا برنامه بعد، بدرود.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org